The Last Word with Matt Cooper.
So we're in the party, political parties think-in season, where they all meet and have chats before they return to the work of the Dáil. It was Fine Gael last week, Sinn Féin and Fianna Fáil are at it today. We're joined from the event for Fianna Fáil by its Housing Minister, Dara O'Brien. Good evening to you, Minister.
Good evening, Matt.
There are suggestions that housing is going to be the key issue for many voters in the forthcoming general election. So how vulnerable does that make Fianna Fáil in particular and the government, given the shortfall in the construction of the number of houses that we need and the lack of affordability to so many people?
Well, firstly, Matt, I would expect it to be central to the general election campaign, absolutely, because housing remains the number one issue for this country, and it's a societal issue. I think what we've been able to do in the 4 years since we've been in government is effectively double housing output. When I took over as housing minister, we were building about 20,000 homes a year. I'd expect this year we will complete high 30,000, if not 40,000 homes. We've brought in affordable housing for the first time in a generation. We're seeing first-time buyers now, about 500 a week, drawing down their mortgages, buying homes, using the supports that I've brought in, like the Help to Buy grant, which is 30,000 of your own tax back to help with your deposit, and the First Home Scheme. But importantly, delivering affordable homes through our local authorities and through the LDA, whilst we're also building good social homes at a rate we haven't done in 50 years, and also good private homes. Now, there remain many challenges in housing, unquestionably. Whilst we're making progress, there are many who still do not feel that progress. But I believe the momentum that we've shown, the progress that we've made, we will put in front of the people. I'm not in general election mode at the moment. What we're really focused on doing is concluding this year, having a good housing budget, a good cost of living budget, supporting working people. And that's been the purpose of and the subject of many of our discussions today, and will continue into tomorrow in advance of the Dáil returning.
But
on
when
Wednesday.
You say we've built, well, how many has the government actually built, or government agencies? Mm-hmm. Because isn't it that of that, how many houses that have been built, 115,000 or so homes being mm-hmm. bought, houses and apartments since you came into power, how many of those have been built by the state? How many have been built privately?
Well, put it this way, Matt, this year the state's investing over 5 billion euro in housing on behalf of its citizens. About 40%, between 40 and 50% of the homes delivered last year would have either been delivered by the state and its agencies or supported by the state and its agencies. And that's really important, like, because we've seen actually in Ireland construction and the level of activity in construction increase for the last 2 years, whilst we've seen in the rest of Europe actually that retracting, because we've been able to step in and invest on behalf of our citizens to deliver those social and affordable homes, to make sure private sites start. That's why I brought in the development levy waiver when costs were increasing. We've had about 50,000 housing starts in the last 12 months. So it's about using our agencies like the Land Development Agency, which is charged with developing idle state land. That agency didn't deliver one home before it took over, before we came into government, didn't have legislation underpinning it, and had no capital, had no money. And they have a pipeline of 14,000 homes that they're delivering.
Sorry, a pipeline? How many have actually been delivered so far? Because it was set up in 2017.
That's correct. That's correct. And I was in opposition when that was set up. And one of the first things I did in 2020, when I took over as minister in June, is to start working on the legislation and to get the agency the funding it needs. So last year it delivered just short of 1,000 homes. It has about 8,000 homes under construction, between design and actual construction. Actually, on this Friday, we'll be launching the first homes in Shangana Castle in Dublin, which is one of the largest housing developments in the country. 597 affordable and social homes for people. But recognising the fact, Matt, and the questions you're asking, and rightly so, when I took over, we were dealing with 10 years of really significant undersupply, and there still remains unmet demand from that period. And with our population growing, we need to do more.
Yeah, so it's not just unmet demand, it's actually an awful lot more on top of that unmet demand.
Of course it is.
But sorry, just in relation to the Land Development Agency, mm-hmm. how much of its problem has been, not just in relation to finance, and you could say as well a lack of ambition, but also that the land owned by the state or by agencies of the state, that those semi-state companies or the HSE or various other arms of the state have been simply unwilling to surrender that land to the LDA for house building.
Well, to be fair, Matt, the agencies, and we had to look at that, that was an issue. And in some agencies, you know, hadn't been easy to deal with. But I'm glad to report that the Land Development Agency has, between the first tranche of lands that it came over, about 15,000 lands to deliver about 15,000 homes. We've additional lands to deliver a further 15,000. So there's real momentum and progress.
There's a lot more land available, owned by the state, that could do an awful lot more than that, isn't there?
But there is, Matt. But this is on top of other lands that local authorities are developing. And I give you an example in Dublin and in Donabate and Ballymastone, where that's council land, where we're delivering 1,200 affordable social and private homes. And there are many sites like that across the country. So I suppose the point I'm making to you, it's not just the Land Development Agency delivering out, it's our local authorities delivering out. We need all of our agencies and indeed the private sector to deliver the housing output that we need. And like within the next few weeks, I will set our revised housing targets. Targets as well. As you said at the start of the show, we have managed to build 115,000 new homes up to the end of quarter two this year. But I know we need to do a lot more than that. But what I'm saying to you is we have laid the foundations for us to deliver even more than that now, because of the fact we've agencies like the LDA, because we're seeing dormant planning permissions actually being activated now, because we've been partnering with the private sector using the Apartment Activation Fund, using cost rental as well, a tenancy that didn't exist 3 years ago, which is state-backed affordable rents for working people, that now we've over 4,000 tenancies approved. So that is really good progress. But as I said,
but Minister, you know, what confidence can the public have in government spending in relation to housing? Because recently we had the Housing Commission, which said, by comparison with our European partners, we have one of the highest levels of public expenditure for housing, yet one of the poorest outcomes. So is housing a bit like the National Children's Hospital? Is it a bit like the bicycle shed in Leinster House, that we pour lots of money into it and do not get a sufficient return for that investment?
No, I don't think so, Matt. And to be fair, we've actually shown since 2020 a staged increase in housing output. If you take the state-led housing, when I came in as minister, the state was, you know, building about 5,000 social homes. Last time we delivered 8,000 new, but 12,000 social homes in total through all our delivery streams. The highest amount that we've done in over 50 years. Affordable housing for the first time in a generation. So the state is, you know, getting the return for the investments that it's making on behalf of its citizens. And I see that when I travel around the 26 counties of the Republic, meeting people who are getting the keys of their home for life, their safe and secure social home, their affordable home, their private home. And I think your listeners will see from the level of development that's out there at the moment, there's been a step change in housing delivery. But that needs to go further. And I acknowledge that there's still frustration there with many people as well. There's people who are out there who are saving to buy their new home. I meet them myself, directly at my own area in Fingal and all across the country. People who want to own their own home. And I back that. I back home ownership. And that's why I've stood over the Help to Buy a Grant and the First Home Shared Equity Scheme, because it's working for thousands of people now. It takes time to do that, but it is working now, and we need to take that further step next year. And that's why in the budget, and part of our discussions today, Matt, we're in relation to additional capital allocations into next year, where we'll be seeking additional capital for our people to invest in housing, to activate more, to invest in tackling vacancy, which we've done very well through the vacancy grants, which have really, really worked. Over 6,000 properties approved to come back into use through that. So there's lots of good things happening there, but there still is more to be done, unquestionably.
I don't want you, please, to critique the Sinn Féin proposals recently, because you've had the opportunity to do that. But sure. What I want to do is ask you, they have set a target of building 300,000 homes over the lifetime of the next government if they're going to office. Of those 300,000, they say 125,000 will be social rental, affordable purchase or affordable rental, and 175,000 will be delivered privately. As against their 300,000, how many would you deliver? And of that figure, how many will be delivered privately?
Well, I'm going to resist the temptation to critique their plan, because, as you said, I have done. I welcome the fact they've published a plan, because we've been waiting for 2 years for them to do it.
You're starting to do it now, Minister, so deal with the question, please.
No, I will. Well, I'm going to answer it in this way, if I could. If you look at what they've set for affordable housing delivery under their plan, is actually less than we've already targeted under Housing for All. It shows less ambition than that. I think, in fairness, what Sinn Féin do recognise is the fact that we need to deliver more homes, and we do, and
we're
doing
that. The numbers, Minister, all I'm asking for is how many would you deliver in the lifetime of the next government, if in office, and how many of those would be privately delivered?
Yes. Well, let me put it this way, Matt, and as you know, I'm revising and resetting our housing targets, and I'm going to do that this autumn. I'll be publishing those targets in the next few weeks, and not in response to a Sinn Féin plan, but this is something that we are doing in a very scientific way after we received the Housing Commission report and indeed the report from the ESRI. So if one takes the ESRI report, they've 12 different scenarios within their within their targets. It shows you how complex that is in setting that target. What I'm focused on doing is increasing output this year, and we will be setting revised targets for the next 5 years that will be very ambitious. And I'll just say this year, they will be more ambitious than what Sinn Féin has set out.
What particularly role in relation, do you have for the
Just let me finish on... Well, this is... I'm just going to say that. Just let me finish on this. Private housing is crucial, and private investment is crucial. And, you know, again, resisting the temptation to take on the Sinn Féin housing plan, one thing that they haven't recognised is the need for private capital.
You're not resisting the temptation. Well, you're actually critiquing it. I want you to tell us what you would do.
I'm going to tell you now, okay? Take this year as an example. We're investing $5 billion on behalf of the state. To deliver the homes we need this year, we'll need about $14 billion. So that's another $9 billion needs to come in from private sector investment. That's why myself and the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, have met the private investment community, the development community, because we need funding, not just from our own domestic banks, but from abroad as well, to be able to fund the housing developments that we want. That's why I've brought in the new cost rental tenure to allow the private sector ethical investment to invest in that as well. Because the state will not do it all on its own. You know that, and I know your listeners will know that too.
Well, so exactly. And that's what I wanted to get to, Minister, because, right, if you have a situation where private capital is financing the construction of housing estates and apartments, do you expect them to sell on those to people who want to buy, or are you happy for them to build and to be the long-term landlords that people will only be given the opportunity to rent those apartments and houses?
Well, we want investment in the right places, and I'll give you a real measure that I took in 2021 where I changed planning. I changed the planning legislation to bring in what's called the owner-occupier guarantee that banned bulk sale of houses and duplexes. And that has protected right now over 50,000 homes that have been granted planning permission with specific condition that they're for individual sale only. Now, we do need investment in apartments, unquestionably. We do need a private rental market as well. That's why I've brought in cost rental and secure tenancy affordable rental, whereby you're setting rents at 25% below market with minimum 50-year tenure. Last week, there was an excellent report published of the testimonies of the new cost rental residents and how they felt, how secure they felt in those tenancies too. Because to have a functioning housing market, and it's not functioning as it should, we need good private homes, we need affordable and social, and yes, we do need rental properties too, and I've always been very honest
with people. Well, then, let me read to you what was in the Sunday Times Ireland edition yesterday, when the chief executive of the Canadian company CapREIT, which recently sold its entire shareholding in Irish Residential Properties REIT, said the government, this of the government, he said, Ireland has made it very clear that it does not want rental. We would never look at Ireland again. It's an untrustworthy environment. You have everything that's required for decision-making in Ireland except political will. Every country thinks their rent control ideas are special. They're not special. There's nothing but evidence to show that it stops development and ultimately hurts the people it helps to claim. He says your government's policies have driven up the cost of apartments, choked off new supply and chased away international capital.
Well, I think the housing starts and the statistics that I've given earlier on about 50,000 new homes starting in the last 12 months alone would contradict what has been said there. We do need private investment, and I've said that very clearly.
But he says you're chasing away international capital.
Well, sorry, there have been others who have certainly been extremely critical of that type of investment. I have not. What I have said is that we need both private and public investment, and the state has put its money where its mouth is on behalf of its citizens. That's why we brought forward Housing for All. That's why we funded it on a multi-annual basis, and that's why we're investing over 5 billion euro, an unprecedented amount this year, and we'll do more next year. But you need that more than matched by private investment. And I've met the investment community as well. Myself and Minister Chambers recently held a conference in that regard. Yes, we've rent controls in because we need to protect tenants. And we did. We had a very unprecedented time through COVID where we had to bring in particular measures to protect tenants through the pandemic. And I make no apologies for them whatsoever. But we do need investment. And the investment community know that too, that Ireland is open to investment. But we need a good mix of tenures, and lots of the big developments that you're seeing now around our cities and in our suburbs are multi-tenure investments. Good private homes, good affordable, good social, and a rental mix too. And that's what we'll continue to do. But it speaks to the challenges that we continue to have. No problem, Matt. Thank you very much,
Minister Dara O'Brien.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper. Weekdays from 4:30. Today.